The ladies are very fond of him, though you would not think his appearance calculated to recommend him particularly in their eyes. But I suppose his acquirements and abilities, perhaps his wealth and good blood, make amends for any little fault of look. Are the ladies at the Lees? There are Mrs. Eshton and her three daughters, very elegant young ladies indeed. And there are the Honourable Blanche and Mary Ingram, most beautiful women, I suppose. Indeed, I have seen Blanche 6 or 7 years since, when she was a girl of 18. She came here to a Christmas ball and party Mr. Rochester gave. You should have seen the dining room that day. How richly it was decorated, how brilliantly lit up. I should think there were 50 ladies and gentlemen present, all of the first county families, and Miss Ingram was considered the belle of the evening. You saw her, you say, Mrs. Fairfax. What was she like? Yes, I saw her. The dining room doors were thrown open, and as it was Christmas time, the servants were allowed to assemble in the hall to hear some of the ladies sing and play. Mr. Rochester would have me to come in, and I sat down in a quiet corner and watched them. I never saw a more splendid scene. The ladies were magnificently dressed. Most of them, at least most of the younger ones, looked handsome, but Miss Ingram was certainly the queen. And what was she like? Tall, fine bust, sloping shoulders, long, graceful neck, olive complexion, dark and clear, noble features, eyes rather like Mr. Rochester's, large and black and as brilliant as her jewels.